probably no more appropriate parsha for preparing for Rosh Hashanah. That's what Chazal said. Chazal said that Parshas Kisavo is unique in its ability to prepare us for Rosh Hashanah, because Chazal said that we read the klalos, all the curses that are in Parshas Kisavo, dafka at the end of the year, because Chazal say, Tichle Shana v'kilolosa, that the year and its curses should end. The year and all the difficulties, all the tsaros, all the curses of the past year, all the problems of the past year, by reading the klalos, we're sort of bringing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've paid our dues, and now it's time to look forward to a new horizon, a new vista, a new life, a new future. So we all know that Parshas Kisavo is really chock full of all of those terrifying curses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us are going to befall us if we don't follow in the way that we're supposed to. But I am not going to focus on the curses themselves. I'm going to focus on a couple of psukim. That take place right after the curses. Right after the curses. It's right at the beginning of Parak Chavtes. These psukim, and one pasuk particularly here, has always fascinated me. And when I started researching it earlier this week, I realized that it doesn't only fascinate me, but it fascinates many, many of our mefarshim. So Parak Chavtes ends at the very end of the curses, on page 588, Parak Chavches Pasuk Samach Tes, Ela Divrei Habris Asher Tivo Hashem Es Moshe Lechros Es Bnei Yisrael Beretz Moav. These are the words of the covenant that Hashem commanded Moshe to enter into with the Jewish people in the land of Moav. Milvad Habris Asher Karas Itam Bechorev. Aside from the covenant that already existed at Har Sinai. And then you know what's about to happen afterwards is we're about to go into, you know, Atem Nitzav Mayom Kulchem. So, La'avrucha B'bris Hashem Elokecha Ba'alasod. There's, in conjunction with these curses, there's also going to be a new covenant, a new bris, a second bris that Hashem is entering into with the Jewish people on as they go into Eretz Yisrael. So, right before the actual going into the covenant, so the following incident occurs. Parak Chavtes Pasuk Aleph. I apologize, I'm always... All right, hopefully we have enough still for everybody. Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael Vayomer Alehem. Moshe calls out to the entire Jewish people and he says to them something that seems very, very bizarre. What does he say to them? Atem re'isem eis kol asher asa Hashem le'einechem ve'eretz Mitzrayim. He goes back 40 years. All of a sudden, he starts giving a history lesson from 40 years ago. Goes back 40 years. You saw, I mean, probably maybe a lot of the people here didn't really see this. This is the door that's going into the Midbar. You saw the collective Bnei Yisrael. You saw all that Hashem did in front of your eyes, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, leParo ulechal avodav ulechal arzo. You saw what Hashem did to Paro. Hamasos hagdolos hasharo inecha. You saw great miracles, Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amalek, Mon, Eser Makos. Hamasos hagdolos inecha haosos vaamovsim, the Makos, the Yom. And here comes the pasuk that has always really intrigued me. Very much intrigued me. V'loi nosan Hashem lochem lev lodas ve'inayim l'ros v'aznayim l'shmoa ad hayom hazeh. Very, very perplexing pasuk. Hashem has not given you a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear until today. What's going on in the pasuk? So I'd like to pose four primary questions on this pasuk. Four issues, and we're going to go through the mefarshim, and not each of the mefarshim are going to answer all the questions, but each one, I think, adds a certain dimension to each question. And you could ask more than these four questions. Four questions. Aleph, what is the connection between the first two psukim in this parak and the third pasuk? We start out, Moshe calls the Jewish people and says to him, you have seen all that Hashem did to your eyes in Egypt, to Paro, and to all his whole land. The great miracles, referring presumably to Kriyas Yamsuf and the Eser Makos, going all the way back. And then he all of a sudden shifts gears and says, and Hashem didn't give you a heart to understand and eyes to see and ears to hear until today. What's the connection between what went on in Egypt 40 years ago and the fact that he's saying that I've only given you the Lev Lodas today? What's the connection between what happened in Egypt and until today I haven't given you a Lev Lodas? Second question. Why... Now, again, I would like to say that there are actually two ways to read this pasuk Gimel. You could say that Hashem has not given you the Lev Ladas and Naim Leroz Naim Lishmoa Ad Hayom Hazeh, meaning, is it Ad V'Ad B'chlal or Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal? Hashem hasn't given you a heart to understand until today. So you could either read that to mean that today you finally got it, or you could read it as Hashem hasn't given you a heart ad hayom hazeh, even now, even till today, you still don't have it. But be that as it may, why is it? Let's say if you read it that today you finally got it. So what was so special about today that all of a sudden you got it? What happened at this time, all of a sudden now, that they all of a sudden now understand it? See. And this is a big kasha that the Abarbanel, in fact, raises. And again, I apologize, the only digital version of the Abarbanel is the old version, at least the only one I have. But Hasafik HaChavav, look at the funny Ugaritic writing that you have in front of you. The funny old writing. Hasafik HaChavav, you know the way the Abarbanel works his commentary? It's like he asks like 175 questions at the beginning of every parsha. I mean, 20 or 30, whatever. So, the 26th kasha on this parsha that Barbanel says, let's look at this pasuk carefully. We've probably heard this pasuk I've heard this pasuk many times. I never noticed this. God hasn't given you a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear until today. Hashem hasn't given you a heart to understand. Says that Barbanel. He says that this pasuk would seem to teach us that that the way a person achieves a heart to understand comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ino kein, says the Barbanel. It's not true. Ki hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. It's up to man whether man wants to get it in life. It's not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make you a Yorei Shamayim, to make me a Yorei Shamayim. It's not up to God to give me a heart to appreciate what He's done for us, to develop a relationship with Him, to be an Oved Hashem. That's not up to God. This pasuk implies Hashem didn't give you Yiras Shamayim until today. Or even until today, He still hasn't given it to you. Ask the Abarbanel, what does this pasuk mean? Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. Everything is in the hands of God except for awe of heaven. There's free choice in this world. Whether we are in awe of heaven, whether we walk around our lives and our days understanding what it means to be an Oved Hashem, a Yirei Shamayim, that's not up to God. That's up to us. Hashem leaves that up to us. What does the pasuk mean? God hasn't given you a heart to understand until today. Whether you have a heart to understand or not doesn't depend on God. It depends on you. And of course, like the Eben Ezra says, we'll see later. Of course, it means. Of course, it's true that Hashem is the ultimate first cause, and He helps us. How can you say Hashem didn't do what He could have done? So question number three is, what is this meant by Hashem hasn't given you the lev ladas? L'chora, it seems like it's putting the reason why we haven't gotten that lev ladas, whatever that means, the reasons, it's blaming it on Him, blaming it on HaKadosh Baruch. If only He would have given it to us. And finally, the fourth question, which really the only last commentary that we discuss is going to answer that kasha. The fourth question is, what is this referring to? Lev ladas, einayim liros, aznayim lishmoa, ad hayom hazeh. I mean, it seems like three different formulations of, I assume He's referring to, you know, to acquire, what's He talking about? Ladas what? To see what? To hear what? He means to hear the Dvar Hashem, to see the Dvar Hashem, to be an Oved Hashem. So why this tripartite division? Why, what's this, these three areas? Lev Ladas, Naim Liros, Naim Lishmo, what's that referring to? So, I'm going to begin by, the first shot is going to be that Barbara, but stay on page one for a second, if you can bear the letters. Lachain hischil liskor lohem ma'am niflos shiro beinayim. First shot we're going to learn is that Barbanel. V'zeu shamar temri semes kol asher asah Hashem lokechem leineichem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ratzon lomar shehem yisigu anisim aniflos shenasim b'Mitzrayim l'ketarim imagdolim. Mibichor paro ayoshev al kiso ad bichor ha'odom. V'zeu leparo l'chol avodov l'chol arzo. Shezachar hamadrego el yonah me'amelech v'amtzores me'avodov ha'shvelo me'aretzo. Ubir mahi madvarim asher asah. V'omer hamakos hagdolos asher ro einecha. Shem eser hamakos. V'omer bahem asher ro einecha liyosam. Dvarim she bisamso b'chush v'yotziyem mehekash ha'sichli v'omar od ha'osos v'amofsim ha'gdolim lirmoz al kriyas yamsuf melchemes ha'molek v'matan toira v'shar ha'nisim ha'rishumim sh'aleim omar ha'osos v'amofsim ha'gdolim ha'im hinei bazeh hochiach. She nishlemu bnei Yisrael b'mucha shos hanifla'os ahem. What was the whole point of all the miracles of the Eser Makos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Milchemes Amolek? What was the whole point of all those miracles? Hinei b'zeh uchich she nishlemu bnei Yisrael b'mucha shos hanifla'os ahem k'dei shemehem yishtalmu b'emunasam. The whole point of all these miracles was so Klal Yisrael should be complete in their emuna. Ulefi shelo yom shelo ha'il em ha'asaga ha'enoshis ha'muflos ha'hi lefi shehem me'atzim ha'yu chesrei hadas u'bilti shalmei ha'yitzir b'maskolos. And maybe what the Abarbanel is getting at here, gentlemen, is that despite Hashem is telling, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people now, that despite all of the miracles and all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown His hand to you for these past 40 years, despite it all, you still haven't gotten it. You still haven't gotten the message even 40 years later. You've seen everything. You've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in so many different ways come to your aid. And you still haven't gotten it. And lest you say that the reason you haven't gotten it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't given you the tools to get it. So Pasuk Gimel is saying, according to the Abarbanel, it's almost asking a rhetorical question. Very big chiddush in the Abarbanel. It's asking rhetorical. You mean to tell me all this time God hasn't given you the tools
to see what's going on in the world? You're going to blame it on God. He didn't do enough. He didn't give me the right background. He didn't give me the tools. He didn't give me the abilities. Says the Babana, Ulfi shalo yom shalo ha'ilo lahem ha'saga ha'enoshis. Maybe you'll say that man's frail human condition didn't give him the ability to get the message from all the messages that God is sending us at all times. Ulfi shehim ha'atzmaya chesra ha'das v'bulti shama yetzir buskolos v'shalkein laholem talmud ha'mucha shahu.
As we'll see at the end, that the eyes and the ears, those are the tools that Hashem has given us to divine. The heart and the eyes and the ears are the tools that Hashem has given us to pick up the messages, the sights and sounds of the messages that HaKadosh Baruch is trying to tell us in our lives. Says that Barbanel, and again, he goes into greater detail. I knew I wouldn't have time to go through the whole thing, but he says that what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing over here, he's giving Klal Yisrael the reason why we have to have a bris chadasha. Why we need a new bris. Basically, he says that the old bris clearly didn't work. Because with all that Hashem showed us throughout 40 years in the desert, all the miracles, we still haven't gotten it. With all of the things that we've seen, with all the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showered upon us in our lives, we still haven't gotten the picture. The Dor HaMidbar, who Hashem certainly did give the ability to comprehend, the Lev Ladas, the Naim Liros, Naim Lishmoa, they still didn't get it. And they needed another bris. And we have to ask ourselves, gentlemen, as we plod through Chodesh Elul, and as we prepare for the Yom Ha'ayom V'Hanora, where all our deeds are going to be brought before the Melech Malchei Hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where everything that's going to happen in this future year is going to be set up, is going to be decided, we have to ask ourselves, are we getting the message? Do we see all the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us? Do we pick up on all the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us? Do we have the Lev Ladas, the Einayim Liros? Are our eyes seeing? Are our ears attuned to listen to all the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends? Because for sure He has given us the ability, for sure He has given us the ability to see the writing on the wall, to listen to the messages. We just have to attune ourselves to the right wavelength, to the right radio waves. Have we followed the bris? Have we kept our half of the bris? Every Elul, we have the opportunity also to enter into a bris chadasha. The tremendous gift that Elul and Yom Noraim are is a gift to enter into a new bris. Even though we may have messed up on the old bris, even though we may have not appreciated, it's a new opportunity to cleanse the heart, to cleanse the eyes, to cleanse the ears, to be receptive to the new bris, to the bris chadasha. And Rav David Tzvi Hoffman takes it a step further. I saw this quoted in the Chamalibut's Sefer. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, the great German Gadol, he expands upon this very same idea in a slightly different way. He explains that what the Pasuk intends is that while one might think
that the way to acquire the knowing heart and the eyes to see and the ears to hear, one might think that the way to acquire this is through the miraculous, through the supernatural. We ask God, show us your hand, show us the miracles, show us where you are, come on and make for us a super miracle. The Pasuk is teaching us, says Rav David Tzvi Hafman, what's the connection in the first couple of Pasukim and the last Pasuk? So he says, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them that I showed you miracles. You saw Kriyas Yamsuf, you saw the Eser Makos, but all of that didn't really impact on you. It was only after your trials and tribulations and travails. It was only when things weren't going well for you. It was only when you had all the difficulties and all the challenges of 40 years at the Midbar. Now you really appreciate what it means to be a Yirei Shamayim. If everything in life is always going perfectly, and life is being lived l'mala min ateva, and life is being lived with miraculous occurrences here, man from the sky, and Eser Makos, the sea splitting, through these miraculous events, while they might work in the short term, they don't really inspire in a person long-term appreciation for who the Ribbono Shel'olam is. It's dafka when things get tough and you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand so clearly, and you have to work and you have to think and you have to struggle and you have to accomplish. Dafka after 40 years of the desert, that's when Klal Yisrael occurs. He says, Ad v'lo ad v'chlal. The lo nosan, meaning Hashem hasn't given you a heart to understand. All the maslis and osos and mofsim of Egypt, that didn't do it. But v'lo nosan Hashem lekecha le'u ad ayom hazeh. It was only after the tough, difficult, the fighting, the issues, the challenges, the only Klal Yisrael only really became a strong Klal Yisrael after they had to really face adversity and overcome adversity. When a person goes through that experience, that is what really makes him. It's not the miraculous going through on eagle's wings and being taken. That ultimately doesn't do it for a person. Unless a person has had to struggle with his Yiddishkeit, unless a person has had to struggle with his Avodas Hashem, he doesn't really know what it means to be a Lev Ladas, a Naim Liros, a Naim Lishmoa. If everything's always easy, you haven't really tested your commitment, your resolve, and your faith. Meshech Chochma offers two explanations. One of them is very fascinating, very fascinating. And one of them is very penetrating. So the first one, he says, what does it mean? V'lo nasan Hashem, v'lo nasan Hashem lochem leiv ladas, inayim liros, v'znayim lishmo, ad ayom hazeh. He says something very fascinating. And I think from each, the reason I love this topic so much, I think each mefarish, each commentary brings a whole deep perspective on the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach you. He says like this, what's hayom hazeh? What happened all of a sudden on this day? What changed all of a sudden today? Now you know the truth. Says the Meshech Chachma in his first pshat. He says that what happened on this day was Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away. He was about to die. And he says the pshat is that Moshe was trying to tell them that until this point you thought that the yesod of being a member of Klal Yisrael, that what really inspires a person, what really defines his being a member of Klal Yisrael, being a card-carrying member of the tribe, what inspires him, what makes him do it, it's the Jewish leader, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe who's doing it. If you don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to be? Perhaps they thought Moshe Rabbeinu was such an incredible Oved Hashem. He was such an incredible ruler. He was Ruchni Biyose. He was able to survive 40 days and 40 nights on Har Sinai without. He was able to survive without food or drink.
Moshe Rabbeinu was about to leave them. Says Moshe to them, V'lo nosan Hashem lochem leiv l'das einayim liros uznayim l'shmo ad hayom hazeh. He's telling them, until this point, if you didn't believe, if you didn't trust, if you didn't worship, all you had to do was look at Moshe Rabbeinu and that was it. You would be inspired. You would be able to pick yourself up. But now he's telling them, now it's up to you. It's going to be the first time that you're going to have to survive on your own. You're going to have your own heart to acquire wisdom. You're going to have your own eyes, your own ears. So now it's time for you to spread your own wings and fly. And don't just rely on the fact that you're always going to have this tremendous role model and inspiration. This is an idea that needs development, and just to say one or two words about it. So the delicate balance between having a Rebbe, having a role model and a figure. Very delicate balance. Some, on the one hand, of course, an Adam Gadol, a Tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, a Rav, a Rebbe, can be someone who has a tremendous impact on a person, can help a person in his Avodas Hashem, can help a person in his Yirah Shamayim. But sometimes, I think, people put too much trust, like, I'll go to the Rebbe, I'll go to the Baal Moifis, I'll leave my donation or whatever, and give my, write my kvittel, and now it's up to the tzaddik, it's up to the, he'll take care of it. But what's my achrayus? That's not what Yirah Shamayim is about. That's not what our religion's about. Our Yiddishkeit is about every yachid, every individual, of course, perhaps to receive inspiration from a Moshe Rabbeinu, from a Galut, from a Talmud Chacham, from a Tzaddik, to receive Chizur's information. But if it doesn't get translated into you, if it doesn't translate into action for you, if it doesn't translate into a different life for you, if the experience with the Galut doesn't translate, so what was it worth? Says Moshe Rabbeinu to them, now begins your real challenge. You got the chizik and the inspiration for me, but today is the day where you learn that it's not about me. It's about your own personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about the gadol, it's about, not about the tzaddik. I can help you, I can give you direction, I can answer your questions, but ultimately, the decision of whether your life was successful or not has nothing to do with me. It has to do with how you have inculcated my messages, how you have taken my abilities and made them part of you. And then the Meshech Chachma says a second shot. He says, like this. We'll pick it up from the end, because I'm running out of time as usual. Seven lines from the bottom. V'lo nasan Hashem lechem lev l'das alei omazeh v'ayomazeh b'chlal. Kol zman sh'atem mushgochim panhoga hanisis. Lo higatem al atachas hanirtzeh. Ki lezeh lo tzarech lev ladas ve'inayim liros. Vo'leches chim arborim shana simlosch lo bols alechem lo achalten leman teidu. Al yom asib obo ki ani Hashem amani gan hagen nises asher alzeh hunach sheva Hashem alokechem hu koach kol hakochos ativim hamushborim eito bashkach ha-protis v'chom mifal mimenu yisparach b'lo shim tzadim tzores. Similar to Rav David Tzvi Hafen, with one simple difference, and he spells it out clearly a little bit in the beginning. Third line.
He He says in the second pshat that whereas it's true that to get Klal Yisrael started, I needed the miracles, the miraculous existence. But all of that, all the miracles, the miraculous, it's not like Rav David Tzvi Havner that he said, very similar, maybe even the same thing, but very similar. He says that all of the miracles that I performed for you in the desert was there for one thing, that you should realize that even when there are no miracles, it's not that this didn't work. He doesn't say it didn't work. He says that the point of the miracles was to be mashrish in you, yiras shamayim. And many, many Rishonim say this. What was the point of Kriyas Yamsuf? What was the point of the Eser Makos? It was to instill into Klal Yisrael right at the beginning, Hashem rules the world, I'm in charge. But the whole goal of the Nisim Gluyim, like the Ramban says in Parshas Bo, the famous Ramban, the whole goal of the Nisim Gluyim was for you to realize that now as you're going into Eretz Yisrael, when you're no longer going to have Hanhaga Nisis, when you're going to have to till the land, and you're going to have to not eat man from the heavens anymore, but you're going to have to work, and you're not going to see Hashem's hand begoloi as much as you saw it before, is going to be teva, is going to be hanhaga, not hanhaga nisus, but hanhaga al pi teva. The whole point of that, and in other words, even though I needed the miracles to inspire you with your amun in the beginning, that's not ultimately what I'm looking for you. I'm looking for your understanding that I'm there when I'm not showing myself begoloi. That's what's going to happen now in Eretz Yisrael. You saw all the miracles, but that's not really what it's all about. Because it's easy to see Hashem's hand in a miracle. No, it's not like Rav David Tzvi Havner didn't work. It worked, but it's easy. That's only step one in Emunah. Step two is see God's hand when you can't see it, Begoli. When you're going into Eretz Yisrael. V'lo'nas on Hashem lochem leivadas. The Iker Avod of a Jew is to see God's hand when it's not so clear. Not when the miracles are happening. Not when it's so clear that it's easy that even an idiot can see the Yad Hashem. Then it's easy to see it. But the Iker Lev Ladas has 9 liras and I'm sure it's when it's not so clear. Similar of those, you have a slight nuance of difference. And one final pshat will be finished. And again, it's not available online. I had to summarize it. The Malbim. Skip the Eben Ezra, skip the Melechet Machshavis, you can read it on your own. I had 2 other pshatim over here. The 7th and final pshat is the Malbim, because the truth is that the one question that I haven't yet answered was the final question. And that was, what's this tripartite division? Lev Ladas, Einayim Liros, Einayim Lishmoa. Says the Malbim, there are 3 ways for a person to acquire Yiras Shamayim. There are 3 ways for a person to acquire Yiras Shamayim. One of them is Lev Ladas. Lev Ladas is the person who wakes up one morning. He can't put his finger on one particular incident that happened. He can't put his finger on one particular person who inspired him. He can't put his finger on something he saw or something he heard. There's just a burning desire in his heart that woke him up one morning and he said, why was I placed here? I told a story once of a kid in our yeshiva who in high school, it just didn't happen. And like, he got to Eretz Yisrael, and the first day in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the first day, he sat down and he just said, whatever it was, everything that happened, was all leading up. He just said, he just all of a sudden went into like 0 to 60. Sometimes that's dangerous. With this kid, it was just, he just mamish flew from day one. Baruch Hashem, he's doing fantastic. He's back from Eretz Yisrael. And I went to visit him in Eretz Yisrael. I said, what did it? Just tell me what the secret is so I could just bottle it and sell it. What is it? What is it? He said, I told the story once in the show. He basically said to me in the simplest, sweetest way, he said, I came to Israel and I realized I'm a Jew. And a Jew keeps the mitzvahs, learns Torah. I realized I'm a Jew. It was like, that's all it was? Well, let me just go back and tell the whole DRS that you're all Jews. Good. There's no magic potion.
Lev Ladas. That's the first way. Lev Ladas. Second, Einayim Liro. Sometimes it's not the Lev Ladas, says the Malam. Sometimes it's you see somebody, or you see something, or you see. You saw, it comes from outside you. It's something you see. Somebody is inspiring to you. Like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, something. A gadol. Or you see something, it comes from outside of you. Some person, some event. Some event that you see that happens that causes a person to realize what's really important in life. What's life really about? How should I be speaking? What should I be looking at? What should I be reading? What should I be doing with my spare time? Sometimes it's seeing the examples of the people who are real people in this world, of the people who really know what's the real score in this world, people who get it. It's watching other people. It's being inspired by other people who really know what's flying in this earth. Sometimes neither of those things work. Sometimes the inspiration is not coming from the inside. It's not coming from the outside. What says Naim Lishmoa, says the Malbim? What Naim Lishmoa is to hear the echoes of traditions of years gone past. It's to look at one's family. It's to look at one's ancestors. It's to look at the previous generation. He says hearing means to hear what's been happening, what's been going on in the world, to be a student of history, to hear what happened, to think about what happened with your parents. Even though they're not here anymore, you can't see them anymore. But you could still hear. Even if you can't see them, they're no longer here. And it's not something that's going on right now that you could look at and it really inspired you. But to hear about what happened in your past, to hear about your parents and grandparents who put it all on the table, who sacrificed everything to be for us to have what we have, for people, for all the previous generations. That's what Oznayim Lishmoa means. He says a person can come to it in three ways. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying, with all the other pshatim, why ever it's happening now, but why this division of three, says the Malbim? Why Hashem, he says, what do you mean Hashem gave you? Habal l'tayr m'sayin also. We say to Hashem, Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. God help us. Help us feel it inside our own hearts. Help us by directing us to those people who are going to help us feel it inside. For those people are going to help give us the roadmap of how we're supposed to come back. And help us appreciate those who came before us. Help us to appreciate our parents, our grandparents, all the great tzaddikim throughout history who gave of themselves so that we should have a Yiddishkeit, should have a Torah, should have a breath of Torah scholarship that we should be able to return. All those people who wrote the Svarim, who gave of their blood, sweat, and tears, and sometimes their lives, so that we should have a Yiddishkeit, a thriving Yiddishkeit in America, so that we should have a state of Israel. How many people gave of themselves so we should be able to be inspired from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh? So sometimes it's not the people, it's not what you see, it's not the Lev Ladas, it's not the Einayim Liros, Einayim Lishmoa. May it be the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, this Elul, that each of us can see the signs in our lives, can see the brachos in our lives, and can see the challenges in our lives as messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get that Lev Ladas, to get those Einayim Liros, to get those Oznayim Lishmoa, to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show us through history, to see that He's waiting for us to come back. He's waiting for us to change. He's waiting for us to grow. He's waiting for us to change that bad relationship that we have that needs to be fixed. To change that practice that we do that needs to be upgraded. The way we speak, what we're looking at. B'maisa, b'dibur, machshava. And in this chus that we can all wipe out our eyes, clean out our ears, and most of all, remove the orlas halev that has covered over our hearts, that every year we need to somehow deconstruct again and pull off the layers that have covered over our hearts once again in this chus, that we will get it, that we'll finally see it. May we all have a complete tshuva. May we all look at those areas in our lives to improve and succeed in improving them. And may we merit, Bez Hashem, a ksiva v'chasima tova, a good kibbench to your, a healthy year, lanu, a chomish pachtenu, to our whole community and for all of Klal Yisrael.